Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. Oh. Celebrate peace.
Be a servant in God's vineyard. wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's
God's face, I will pour out my I am your Savior,
and Jesus,
We want to say thank you, oh God, and we bless your holy name, Jesus. You are worthy, oh God, of praise. You are worthy, oh God, of glory. You are worthy, oh God, of honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. If I had thousands and thousands of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Oh, Father, we praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. You're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my heart cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually pee in my mouth. Oh God, what a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are our shepherd. We are the sheep of your pasture. We enter into the gate, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah, to bless and praise your holy name. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise your name. We worship you. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst this morning. Holy Ghost, we surrender our lives to you. Spirit of the living God, we surrender this service to you. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives, of my life, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of this prayer service. Spirit, hover over every area of those that are here this morning, over their lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, hover over our lives. Let your light so shine. Let there be light. Let there be light. Hover over lives, Holy Spirit, of our children. In the name of Jesus, oh Holy Ghost, hover over the lives of our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, hover over Zechariah's life. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light. Hover over Joshua's life. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, hover over CJ's life. Let there be light. Hover over Christian life. Let there be light. Let your light shine in Zechariah's life. Let your light shine in Joshua's life. Let your light shine in Christian's life. Let your light shine in CJ's life. Hover over Makari's life. Let there be light. Hover over Makari's life. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, hover over Mandeka's life. Let there be light. Oh, Holy Spirit, hover over Makari's life. Let there be light. Hover over Kamari's life. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, oh, Holy Spirit, hover over Mandeka's life. Let your holy light shine. Hover over his life. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, hover over Crystal's life. Let your holy light shine. Hover over Ricky's life. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, hover over Al's life. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, hover over Tina's life. Let there be light. Hover over Tina's life. Let your holy light shine. Holy Ghost, hover over my life. Let there be light. Let your light shine. Hover over Apostle Boy's life. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Hover over our lives, Holy Ghost, and let your light shine in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hover over Shalanda's life. Let there be light. Hover over Mimi's life. Let there be light. Hover over Zanova's life. Let there be light. Hover over our lives. Let your light shine. Oh, let your light shine in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Hover over this service. Let your light shine. Holy Ghost, hover over our lives. Hover over our lives. Hover over sustenance life. Let your light shine. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, hover over Allison's life. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, hover over Allison's daughter's life. Let your light shine, Denise's life. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over Vanette's life. Let your light so shine, oh God. Hover over Aisha's life. Let your light shine. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, hover over Mother Brooks' life. Let city echo. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Spirit. Hoover over pastors, Pastor Young's life. Let your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, Hoover over Pastor Young life. In the name of Jesus, Hoover over Samuel and his wife's life. Oh, Holy Ghost, Hoover over his children's lives. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, Hoover over Mariama's life. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light. Hoover over her mother's life. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, Hoover over her mother's life, Mariama's mother's life. Let there be light. Hoover over her court case. Let there be light. Hoover over her children's life. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, Hoover over Mariama's children's lives. Let your holy light shine. Hoover over her grandchildren's life. Let there be light. Hoover over Fatmata's life. Let there be light. Hoover over her grandchildren's lives. Let there be light. Hoover over her household. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Hoover over Mother Somerville's life. Let there be light. Hoover over Harana's life. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine in our lives that others may see and glorify your name. Holy Spirit, in our homes, hoover over our homes. In the name of Jesus, let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your name. It is all about you, Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Have mercy, O God. Mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, be merciful unto us, O God. Short of your glory. And we cry out to you this morning. Have mercy upon us. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy, your new mercy every morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your mercy, in the name of Jesus, you drop of mercy. Your mercy, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, O God. Father God, the blood. The cover the cars in the blood of Jesus. The roadways, the blood of Jesus. Those that are in the areas that are snowing. Keep them covered. Keep them safe, O God. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Those that are sick, we speak healing right now. To the blood of Jesus, release the anointing of healing right now. In the name of Jesus, heal, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus hover over every area of our lives. The blood of Jesus sanctify us. The blood of Jesus justify us. We thank you for the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, so we put on the full ones guided us through. In the name of Jesus, Lord, teach us to walk in your truth. In the name of Jesus, we uproot every spirit of lies, uproot every spirit of manipulation, uproot every spirit of defamation of character. We uproot every spirit, Lord, that is not holy. In the name of Jesus, we uproot those spirits right now and send them to the bottomless pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. This morning we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us. Your holy angels. So minister unto us as we pray, O God. In the name of Jesus, we need divine angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send your holy angels, O God, to guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yekiriya masa teriya kurumase. Huriya masa teriya kurumase. Hallelujah. Huriya masa teriya kurumase. Hallelujah. Huriya masa teriya kurumase. Hallelujah. Remu kuriya masa. Hallelujah. Huriya masa teriya kurumase. Hekere masa teriya kurumase. Hallelujah. Remu masa teriya ko. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, refresh us, O God. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How awesome it is our God. How wonderful is our God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are our strength. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, We pray, amen and amen. 1 Samuel 16:1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve over Saul, since I've rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself among his sons. Fill your horn with oil. Hallelujah. Fill your horn with oil. Hallelujah. God is speaking to Samuel. Fill your horn with oil. I have fought a king amongst the sons of Jesse. I'm just going to say one or two things about the oil. Every one of us, or even to get the anointing oil, the anointing oil starts with the olive oil. The olive oil, to get the oil out of the olive, hallelujah, that oil, it has to be crushed before the oil comes up. Amen, in the name of Jesus. It has to be some crushing. When you see the horn represents the presence of the Lord. The horn represents victory. Hallelujah. God knows the beginning. He knows the end. He knows everything. There are many, when you see the horn, every time you see the horn of oil, God is about to do a divine elevation. I don't have time to go through the whole thing this morning. Yesterday, I started to anoint my head with oil. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. I feel the presence of the Lord. When your cup runneth over, because what it is the horn of oil. Hallelujah. It's not the vow. God anointed King Saul with Samuel anointed him with the vow. And God sent Samuel to anoint David with the horn. The vial of oil that was anointed, that Samuel used for King Saul, is because the people wanted a king. The horn of oil represents what God wanted. Hallelujah. So when you look at the vial of oil compared to the horn of oil, look at that vial. Hallelujah. There's not much in that vial of oil. But with the horn of oil, there's an overflowing, hallelujah, with the horn of oil. And we must desire that overflow of the horn of oil. That means when you get the oil, you actually produce your own oil. Because many times we turn away from God. But when you keep with God through trials, through tribulations, and you're going through things, the oil is being crushed and there's more oil coming. Hallelujah. Because of some of the things you've been through. When you make a sacrifice for God, is that olive being crushed, more oil. Hallelujah. When you do things from a sin of pure heart, clean hands, and pure heart, that horn, there's more oil is being produced. Which one do you want, the horn, or do you want the vow? The vow is doing it your way. The horn is doing it God's way. The vow, if you're walking with the vow of our people, influence you. People tell you when to go left and right. You are not influenced by the Holy Spirit. When you, and then you're not a man or woman after God's heart. When you on the horn of oil, when he anoints you with the horn of oil, you are a child of his way and not God and not your way. God's way is the best way to do things, my brothers and sisters. Do not do it your way. Do it God's way. Let him pour that horn of oil on you. Hallelujah. Surrender to him. Let him pour that horn of oil upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The oil never runs dry. When he pours that horn of oil upon you, there's an overflow of the anointing. The anointing is to empower you. What, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, who went above healing and doing all that is good in the sight of God. Jesus, the horn of oil, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. Everyone is giving a measure, but you got to increase it or decrease it. It depends on the condition of your heart. If you want to do things your way, if you're selfish, you're mean, you want to do things your way, you don't listen to God, you want to follow the way of the world, then you will only get a vow, and it won't even last you. But if you do it God's way, there's an overflowing. Hallelujah. David, was the horn of oil was poured on him. The way we do oil right now, these days, that's not how they did oil. How many of you know how to even end on? You take the oil, you put it on your finger, a little bit on your finger, and you do the sign of the cross. So you put a hand or on your forehead. Not right? You put it, how many of you put it right on your forehead? And you just take a little dab and you put it on the forehead. That's not how the anointing is. You take your right hand, you pray over your oil. Even though it may have been prayed over, you pray over it. You take the anointing oil and you pour it in the palm of your hand, your right hand. If you're anointing yourself, hallelujah. If not, you open that oil and you put it, you know where the baby has the mold. You put it in the center of your hand. That's the anointing. The priest during those days, the oil used to pour all over them. All their garments were soaked with oil. If you're just doing the sign of the cross, you're not doing enough. And pure olive oil is not expensive. You can get your oil. It's not expensive. Hallelujah. Take that oil, pour it, pray over your oil, pour it. Hallelujah, it represents the Holy Spirit. So when you put that little dot on your head, you only want that dot to follow you. Or how will you be empowered? You need to not only empower for yourself, but most importantly, to do the kingdom work. I don't have much time, but I pray that each and every one of you desire the horn of oil. Hallelujah. The Lord has spoken to me And he said, I'm not even going to go into that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, O God, for this horn of oil, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you chose us in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, fill us up. Fill us up to an overflow, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, with your horn of oil. In the name of Jesus, that horn of oil is refreshing. Samuel was grieving. The Lord said, how long will you grieve? The Lord is about to do, sometimes we've been weeping in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. This is a season of that horn of oil being poured on you. You can't go be getting stuck in the past. This I remember. You cannot go forward when you keep living in the past. You have to let go and let God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You have to surrender. Let go and let God. So what? This person did this. This person that did that. No. Let go. Hallelujah. He anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness by his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they come. Now, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Many times you don't sit at that table. You have to walk to the table. You have to sit at the table. You have to eat at that table. Hallelujah. Because just imagine God is preparing a table for you as an individual. He's preparing a table. He prepares a table. What's on that table? But we never go to that table. We run away and we say this Psalm 24. And God himself, you got to go to that table and you got to partake of what's on the table. Hallelujah. And then after that, he anoints you. He empowers you. Hallelujah. That table could represent the word of God. We bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Father, we thank you for Liberia. We thank you for what's going on even right now as we're praying, oh, God. Father, God, we thank you for this set time. Father, the nation of Liberia, oh, God, we pray that you will dispatch more holy angels on that day. Inauguration day, even through this weekend and through this time, oh God, to be with the people, guide and protect them, cover them in the blood of Jesus. We cancel every secret plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against the plans and purposes for God for our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Let your light shine in Liberia. Let your light shine in the hearts of the people of Liberia. Let your light shine in our hearts. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus in Liberia, light, 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 light. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us get ready for the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, breathe on it. Release your DNA, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, O God, as we take this communion, we'll be healed, we'll be set free, we'll be delivered in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the covenant relationship we have with you, O God. Thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your supernatural favor, shielding and surrounding us. Thank you for godly wisdom. You said if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus. So we claim all the unlimited benefits in the Holy Communion. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Breakthroughs and benefits in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Hallelujah. First starting from verse 23. I hope you have your Holy Communion. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This too, as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of the water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye not come together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We claim all the unlimited blessings of the Holy Communion in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. O Father God, we lift up our offerings, O God, the Sabbath day offering. Lord, you said that we've been doing this for years, and you said regardless of how much, it's not an amount of money. It's the consistency. The Lord, you said, even if you have a penny, so that means even if you have 1 cent, the Lord will receive it because that's what you have to give unto the Lord. And so, even with 1 penny, it would be $3.65. Maybe people on the prayer line do not even have $3.65. Some of you have not even given, for years on this prayer line. Years, years in, years out. It's between you and God. It's between you and God. So we lift up our offering to you, Lord. We ask you to bless it. Breathe on it, O God. And Father, we claim the blessings that come, O God, from the offerings, O God, in the name of you, rebuke the devourer for us, O God. All those blessings that comes from seed sowing into your kingdom. Lord, I don't only receive it for myself. I receive it for my husband, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, even the generations yet unborn. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every one, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to bless the work of their hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We release the Sabbath day blessings upon each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus, that you will find rest in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. My rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my hand with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you.